Well, Iraq has warned the United Nations that ISIL militants have taken control of chemical weapons and nerve agents stored in the country. In a letter to the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, the Iraqi ambassador to the UN, Mohammed Ali al-Hakim, reported that terrorists entered the Muthana site on June the 11th. Well, the plant is a former chemical weapons facility northwest of Baghdad. It's believed that 2,500 rockets filled with the deadly nerve agent sarin and other chemical warfare agents are kept there. According to Ambassador al-Hakim, the militants seized weapons and equipment from the guards protecting the facility. In addition to the rockets, artillery shells containing mustard gas and two bunkers containing the toxic agent sodium cyanide and the chemical agent tabun are also in the hands of the ISIL insurgents. Crossing over to New York, joined by political commentator Matar, thank you so much for being with us. Well, definitely concerning news, to say the least. Tell me about this, with the situation now. It appears that ISIL has gotten control of chemical weapons in Iraq. What exactly does that mean? I mean, we saw what happened in Syria, allegedly used by the same entity. Tell me the possibility now, possible scenarios that may happen in Iraq.
Okay, Al-Qaeda and the jihadist movement have tried for a long time to develop the chemical weapons. And since 2002, CNN reported in a video from a camp near Jalalabad in Afghanistan about an experiment that Al-Qaeda did there. And if we go back to 2007, Al-Qaeda used the chlorine bombs in Baghdad, in Iraq. And then last year, in June 1st, they arrested five terrorists. They were preparing to carry out chemical attacks on Imam al-Qadhim, a celebrity, memorial celebrity in Iraq. And before that, they attacked Khan al-Asal in Syria on March 19th, 2013. And then the major catastrophic attack was on August 21st, in 2013, on Eastern Ghouta, and killed over 1,500. And the MIT has reported about it, that most likely it's not the regime who did it. So the jihadist movement are going forward to capture the chemical weapons. And what happened in Haditha site, if these weapons are functional, then it's going to be a catastrophic development and will be very big challenge for the whole region, especially Syria, Iran, Iraq itself, and the Gulf states. And this will drag the United States for more intervention, because drone attacks, if they will help this, the Iraqi army with drone attacks against ISIL, they will not be helpful, because securing chemical weapons will need troops on the ground. Mm-hmm. And the big question now, why those weapons are still in these sites? And we know, like in the Bunker 14 and 41, mm-hmm. In the 41 there is about 180 tons of the, as you mentioned, the sodium cyanide, which is a precursor for developing the tapon nerve agent, mm-hmm. Which is a little bit less powerful than sarin gas. So the major development now is going to be, are those weapons, or the major question is going to be, are those weapons functional to be used or not, because mm-hmm. most likely they were manufactured before 1991. And this is going to be challenging, not only for Iraq, but for the international community and for the regional countries.
Well, Mr. Mata, let me just jump in here. I'm sorry, let me just jump in here, limited time. But why do you think that an area that obviously was very, very sensitive, filled with chemical weapons, wasn't better protected by the Iraqi military?
Yeah, but it was protected, but in such a catastrophic event that happened in Mosul, they should be prepared, and they should also, since they arrested people trying to develop chemical weapons in 2013, it was better for the Iraqi government to dismantle these chemical weapons because the situation is not very secure. This is my opinion, and especially like in nearby countries, Syria, they were able to dismantle over 1,500 tons of chemical weapons in less than 6 months. Mm-hmm. So, but of course, now we are in front of a catastrophic development, which is ISIS capturing chemical weapons, and most likely they will use it in negotiations. They
All
will
right.
use
you
it
talked
in
about...
threatening the
okay.
neighboring
You're talking
country.
About that we're in a possible catastrophic situation. One last question, sir. If the United States and its allies had not supported the so-called opposition against the Syrian government, would we be witnessing what we're witnessing today in Iraq, in your perspective?
Well, the support for the Syrian rebels by United States was not that much helpful so far, and they were not able to defeat ISIS. And ISIS is now among the highest groups in funds and arms in Syria and in Iraq. Of course, we heard recently by the Times report about hundreds of the so-called moderate fighters defecting from their battalions and joining ISIS after declaration of the Islamic Caliphate by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi or by Abu Adnan, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, actually. So these people, after the recent development in Iraq, in Mosul especially, and capturing over $400 million by ISIS from the banks of Mosul, now these groups in Syria are trying to join ISIS because they see them as the most armed and the most trained groups among those jihadists.
Okay.
So
the
other challenge now is going to be in hands of United States. What to do next step? Send troops on the ground or not to send groups on the ground?
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of New York, political commentator, Mr. Matar.